Blind Dave on the Great Run Challenge this year, Dave Healy, and he did a couple of runs last weekend. I think that's us up to, is that number 12?
Yeah, we're up to a dozen, mate. The next one's a biker's dozen.
But yesterday, which I'm quite interested in, you were chasing teddy bears?
If you go down in the woods today. Yeah, well, just to fill you in with the sort of story, about 2, maybe 3 years ago now, there was a selection of 100 owls. And when I say owls, they were probably 6 foot tall, you know, built locally by various artists.
What's that in English? Is that owls?
Yeah, owls. I think, doo-hoo, doo-hoo. And it was a great success. It was, they was all around sort of the Birmingham area, et cetera, and people were plotting them and finding them. And it was all to support charities, so a lot of them were auctioned off. Well, this year, as in it was announced and launched on Monday, they've now got giant teddy bears. So Sandwell are lucky enough to be housing 6 of them, and there's 3 of them are actually in West Brom. So there's 100 teddy bears, all standing 6 foot by, you know, various widths and whatnot, and all got different names. And they're dotted around Birmingham, surrounding districts. As I say, we've got 6 of them. So as a matter of, the council yesterday decided, and they asked me, would I like to run to the 6 of them around Sandwell area? And I said, blimey, oh, really, of course I would. And so there was a team of council workers. There was Tony and Gary. Gary both my guides. And we ran all 6, and it was fantastic. We started over in a little place called Worley Woods, which is quite appropriate, isn't it? And then we went to another little town called Bearwood, again, very appropriate. And then we sort of ran, there was 3 in those vicinities, and then we ran around about 5 or 6 miles back to West Brom. And we got 1 down at the Park Farm, we got 1 at the dessert shop on the corner, well, West Bromwich High Street, and then rounding the new Central Parade, we've got another one, so we ran to that, and there was a local junior school were there to sort of celebrate us coming in. They put a finish line up, they had a bit of a band there, which was playing Teddy Bears Picnic and all that kind of thing, and, you know, Jungle Book, and it was fantastic, mate. It's all in aid of the Children's Hospital, Birmingham Children's Hospital. And out of the 100, I don't know whether they're keeping 50 as what they call community bears, which will be then stationed around Birmingham and surrounding districts. But the 6 in Sandwell, the 3 of them are community bears, which will be placed in strategic points once it's all done and dusty, which is 10 weeks' time. And the other 3 will be up for auction, so people can, you know, put a bid in for them. And last time, the owls were fetching as much as 5-10 grand. So there's potentially an awful lot of money to be raised for the Children's Hospital.
I know, it's sad, isn't it, when we have to do these kind of fundraisers, though, for some of these things, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I said this yesterday. Don't get me wrong. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of banter. The councillor right behind it, and it's all good and grand because we had the mayor out, we had the leader of the council out, and this is all good and it's all great for the community because the community was, you know, pipping us as we was going along, and it's all great in the community. But Simon, you're right, and I said this very self-same thing yesterday. You've got Birmingham Children's Hospital, and I'm sure there's many, many other children's hospitals around the country, plus other hospitals. Why, oh, why, oh, why should we be fundraising to support hospitals, which are key to the community? You know, and I said yesterday, we got kids in them hospitals who are being treated by wonderful nurses and doctors. You know, they're salaried and whatever, but they're under pressure. They're underpaid in my eyes. It's all understaffed. Now, I keep saying to people, you know, the funding should be there in these hospitals, especially for kids. We want these kids to become adults. And it saddens me, mate. It pleases me because I was a part of it.
Mm.
But it saddens me, the fact that we should have to do it.
What? Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser in September. Again, it's a thing for a local authority, and it's for people with living with autism and certain sort of things like that. But again, funding's been cut, so there's a fundraiser to take these people to the pantomime and do a couple of things because the funding's not there anymore.
No, and I mean, you know, it's terrible, and more and more and more and more. I mean, again, start again on that little score, because somebody said to me only the other day about disability, and I said, look, I don't care who you're talking to, who you listening to, or what organisations involve. Disability is still being closeted. It's not out of the closet yet. We've got arms and legs out, but it's still not out there in full force. They do a lot of talk in these governments about what they're going to do for disabled people and the elderly. And then who's the first to have cuts? Disability and the elderly. And again, I'm not going to get into a political row, Simon, but I tell you what, the one thing that really does annoy me is the fact that overseas aid seems to go up and up and up.
Well, yeah, it's all part of this political merry-go-round that I don't think any of us really understand, do we, Philly?
No, we probably don't understand it, but at the end of the day, mate, surely, you know, does charity not begin
at
home?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, and I mean, as I say, on a positive note, yesterday was great. It's the start of, I'm sure there's going to be many other little runs and other things that we can do to support. But it just really rattles me to think that those nurses, doctors, and more importantly, the kids who are having treatment should rely on funding that comes from their own backyard.
Yeah. On that note, before you do yourself some damage.
Yeah, I'm getting all...
Very quickly, you're building a fence?
Well, you know, as my workshop, the ranch, as we call it, is coming together. We had somebody in last week, finished off the path and the patio outside. Hey, it's all slabbed. It's all beautiful. I'm walking down the garden now. I know where I'm going. You know, I'm treading on terra firma. And I've got my table and chairs down there. But just to separate it off from the garden, I says to Deb, I'm going to put like a, not a wicker fence. I'm trying to think what the spindles, that's it. We got some spindles from the warehouse, the stuff you put on stairs. This is for outside use. So I'm making a framework fence, and then I'm putting these spindles in. So looks like, you know, Granny's Ranch in Texas.
Quickly, give us your contact details.
Yep, it's blinddavehealy.co.uk. It's Blind Dave Healy on Facebook. It's at Blind Dave Healy on Twitter. Instagram, I'm presuming, is Blind Dave Healy. And if you want to get hold of us in any way, shape or form, go on the website, there's a contact us form.
Yeah, and on the Facebook page, there's loads of stuff going on there, so
check that out
as well.
Well, we got these, as I say, mate, we got the great runs. We're up to run 12, which was in Gateshead, and our next one, the Baker's Dozen 13 and 14, is in Aberdeen on the 27th of August. So we've got a few weeks off. Oh, we've got a colour run as well starting. I must talk to you about that next week, Simon.
All right, that's what we'll do. You keep that in mind. Don't forget
I will.
We'll see you next week.
Indeed.